Hello friends, Robert Imbrielli here, the host of Coach's Corner. This is a special edition of Coach's Corner again because times are a little challenging. Now, when I started coaching way back in 1995, things were a lot easier, right? It was a lot simpler. People would come to me with issues like, hey, I want to grow my business, or, you know, I'm having trouble with a relationship, or I want to do better with my diet, and I want to get into exercise a little bit. I want to, you know, whatever it is. It was all that kind of stuff. And it was a lot of fun coaching those people and helping them, and over the years, helping many, many thousands of business owners, you know, with their business and helping them become more successful. Times have changed, right? It's a lot rockier out there today. And my advice for many years is just like, just ignore the media, ignore what's going on in Washington. It really doesn't impact us. And if it does, it's a long way down the road. Focus on what you got in front of you. And, you know, normally that's really great advice. What's changing now is that things that are happening in Washington are happening, number one, very quickly. And they're impacting us at tremendous levels. Now, you may not be watching the media, the mainstream media. You may have gotten smart enough to realize, you know, we don't do that anymore. The people in China, if you talk to the average Chinese citizen, they know not to watch the news media because it's all propaganda, so they don't. They don't even bother watching it. And they're kind of surprised that here in America, we not only watch it, but we give it a great deal of credibility. We really think that what is being shown to us is the absolute truth when, you know, you're starting to see right now that if you start looking at alternate news sources, you recognize that very little of what you're seeing on the news is actually the truth. A lot of these stories are specifically made up to create a narrative or support a narrative that the government or whoever is in charge, I don't really think it's the government anymore, that's in charge really wants to give us as far as a message. So you got to get your news from alternate sources, and that's what I've been doing a lot of. Now, it's interesting to me that when I find people who are unaware of what's going on, I'll often ask them, where do you get your news? And they go, well, I, you know, watch CNN, or I watch MSNBC or NPR or something. And they're often very lost and very, very much in the dark in terms of what's going on. Now, around the world, if you're paying attention, around the world, you're starting to see massive protests, right? There are a lot of countries, Canada is one of them, the UK had a huge protest over the weekend. And what are they protesting? They're protesting the lockdowns. They're protesting the continued mask wearing, all of this stuff, the mandated vaccines and all the rest of this that's coming along. And they're starting to have pushback. And we're starting to see it here. There was one rally this weekend in Connecticut, and there'll be more. There'll be more of them being organized now. It's a little bit harder because so much is censored on our social media channels. But there are other social media channels that are really popping right now, and other people are starting to recognize that, and people are moving over. Telegram's a great place to be if you're not on Telegram. Really great place to be. Find me there. Look me up there. I've got a page or a channel, I should say, for Coach's Corner. I've got another channel that I host called PolyHealth, PolyHealth, PolyHealth. And there I'm posting a lot of the stuff that, obviously, if you posted it on any of the regular, the corporate social media, it would immediately get banned. In fact, sometimes I try to post it there and immediately it says, I'm sorry, you can't post this here. It goes against our community guidelines, whatever those are, right? You know, community guidelines, doesn't the community deserve to know what's really going on? And that information shouldn't be shielded from them? Well, that's my thought anyway. Maybe, you know, maybe I'm weird. I don't know, you know, but I think we all deserve to know what's going on. We all deserve to know what we can do going forward. And that's a question a lot of people have been asking. And, you know, what's going to happen very soon, you're going to start to see, if you've been paying attention at all to the audit in Arizona, there is a tremendous amount of pressure to stop the audit. And they're using any excuse they could possibly find. Now, again, I'm simple, right? I go back to common sense. Common sense would dictate that if they are trying this hard to stop it, that there's something to hide. If you have nothing to hide, what do you care? If a cop stops me and says, I'm going to search your car, I say, go right ahead. I've got nothing to hide, right? You find my water bottle in the console. You might find my phone in the console. You know, there's nothing in the car. Go ahead, search it. I've got nothing to hide, right? But obviously, there's something to hide here because they're trying every trick in the book to block this, including having the judge recuse himself for an extern that he hired many, many years ago, 5 years ago, that he had no actual relationship with, but they called it a conflict of interest, so he recuses himself. So now we have a new judge, right? And the new judge is planning on, you know, stopping the audit tomorrow. sadly, you know, it's not going to get very far. But, the, you know, the interesting thing is what's already coming out, again, if you're paying attention, is that they are already finding evidence of widespread fraud, systemic fraud, as they called it. They're already finding the evidence of it. They're scanning the ballots. They're looking under UV light to make sure they're official ballots and not printed in China, as we know happened. And nobody wants this information to come out, because once it comes out, and if Arizona is, you know, seen to be a fraudulent election, then they throw the election out. What else happens? Well, then it has to happen in Georgia, in Pennsylvania, in Wyoming, right? It goes on and on and on everywhere where there was contested election. And once you figure out that the machines were faulty, which is the second stage of this audit, they're going to take ballots that they've counted by hand and they know the number. And then they're going to run them through the Dominion tabulator and see if the numbers match. And if they don't match, we obviously have a problem, right? And they're going to record every one of it, and it's all going to be on camera. They're going to film it all. It'll all be as transparent as possible if the judge doesn't block it and stop it from happening. Now, you got to wonder, why is it they want to stop it from happening? Because there's information there they don't want to know. Now, a lot of us in America, we're taking our time in coming around to understanding what's going on, right? Now, you might say, well, is Trump going to get back in power? That may happen. But if that were to happen, there's going to be a lot of chaos. So now you're a business owner, you're a coach, you're thinking about the future, you're thinking about what do I need to do going forward, how do I prepare for this? Again, we're still in the same position. We do not know. There's a lot of question marks, right? And we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know how challenging it's going to be. We don't know how difficult it's going to be, if this could create a lot of chaos. We could be in a situation where there's more chaos than there is certainty. You got to be ready for that. You got to be prepared for that. You got to be prepared for something as severe as martial law being declared. I don't know if we're going to go there. It is a possibility. It's on the table now, right? We have to look at it and say, okay, we've got to be flexible and be ready for anything. So I'm not growing too much. I'm not expanding too much. I'm not investing a whole lot right now. I'm kind of like a lot of people, just kind of looking and watching and paying attention to what am I seeing? Is it something calming? It's just more uncertainty right now. A lot more uncertainty. When there's uncertainty, generally speaking, people don't invest. They don't buy. They don't build. They don't create. They don't invent. They hang on. They wait. They wait. They wait. Any country that you see political unrest, what happens with the economy is the economy fails. And we're starting to see that now. Our economy's in trouble. I mean, if you look at people were complaining about the price of lumber being up over 400%. I actually needed some plywood for something I'm doing here in the studio. I went to Home Depot and looked at it, and it was like, what? It was $50 for a little piece of plywood? Yeah, that used to be $17. What happened? It's crazy how expensive it became. So we're going to start to see a lot of that. Right now, there are people who are saying the food futures are way up, the highest in 30 years, which means our food prices are going to skyrocket. We're not going to get cheap food anymore. It's going to cost us more to get food as our supply chain continues to be disrupted. And there's more uncertainty here, there, and everywhere. And, you know, if I were a farmer, I probably wouldn't be planting a full crop. Am I going to be able to get it to market? Will I be able to harvest it? Will I have employees? Will I not? You know, there's just a lot of uncertainty there. So we're going into a period where I think we need to just pay attention. Really specifically, as a coach, if you're a coach, I'm a coach, I'm paying attention to people around me. People around me need a lot of coaching. Like it or not, they're struggling. And it's really hard to see them struggling and not reach out and not try to help. Especially when you have this gift of coaching and you go out there and you can help them. Kind of silly not to try, right? So that's what I do. And that's what I would encourage you to do as well. We are powerful when we're together, right? And we're very weak when we're apart, which is one of the strategies here, is to keep us 6 feet apart, but actually keep us completely apart. Don't even get together. Don't even go over to your friend's house. Now, we think it's rough here in the United States, but if you look at the restrictions in Canada, it's 10 times worse. They're not allowed to go out after 8 o'clock at night. They're not allowed to visit with friends. It's illegal for them to do that. It's illegal for them to go to a different town. If they get stopped, they have to prove where they live, and they can't be more than a certain number of miles from their house. I mean, it's crazy. It's really authoritarian up there. For what? For a virus that has a 99.9% chance that you're going to survive it? doesn't make any sense, right? So obviously there's a bigger picture here. Now, we have it easier here in the United States. We're not quite as locked down, although, you know, some states are. And we still have a lot of restrictions here in California, but I think a lot of us at this point are kind of ignoring them. I see a lot of people in the stores just like taking the mask off, and I do as well. There's no point. There's no point. The mask does not help you. You know, I know the mass media and such is saying, keep your mask on, but you know, common sense, again, it's like trying to put a chain link fence up to keep the mosquitoes out. The virus is very small and goes right through the weave of the mask. So it's really not doing anything except collecting more virus as you breathe and keeping it in front of your face to make sure you get maximum exposure to the virus because it is not blocking it. It's made for bacteria, which molecules are much larger, and those don't go through. That's why dentists wear those surgical masks and surgeons wear it, so there's no bacteria being sent out, but not viruses. Viruses will go right through it. So there's a lot of crazy out there. There's a lot of stuff that doesn't matter, and people say, well, when is it going to end? And it ends when we say it's over. When we stop complying, it ends. Simple, right? Hey, Facebook goes away when we stop paying attention to it. Oh, I hate Facebook. I hate this. I hate that. Great. Get off it. Close your account. Enough people close their account, Facebook is done. What do they have if they don't have us? They got nothing, absolutely nothing. They've got a room full of servers and that's it. They've got nothing else. They need us. They absolutely need us, which is really odd that they're pulling the censorship game because they've chased away so many of their users. So many people are just like, you know, Facebook, forget it. I'm not on it anymore. So you think as a marketer, you want to go out there and you want to reach a large audience. Where are you going to find them? If they're not on Facebook anymore, they've gone somewhere else. They've scattered, right? And now they're on other social media networks, which a lot of these other social media networks are too young or too green to have any ad platform yet. They'll get there. They don't have it yet. So how do you reach them? So it's changing all the marketing that we're doing. It's changing the response, the results. It's changing because people aren't buying as readily as they would in the past. There's a lot of stuff that we need to take into consideration as we're going forward here and really pay attention to. So I'm going to encourage you to do that, is really keep your finger on the pulse. Pay attention to what's going on in Arizona. That's a big story. I know the mass media is probably not covering it. I don't know. I don't watch it anymore, but I watch directly. I get the information directly from the source. Because I too want to know what's going on. I want to be on top of it. It's interesting. I was on Facebook today and, you know, Mark Joyner, who had posted something about it, about Arizona, and I was communicating with him and we were going back and forth a little bit. And it seems like a lot of people really aren't aware of what's going on there. I'm going to tell you, pay attention. This is a big story. This is probably the biggest story we've had this year. So that'll make a big dent in things. And if they do shut it down, what I feel will happen is the information they have already, they're going to publish it. And you're going to see that, you know, they did find systemic fraud. And basically, it makes that election null and void, right? The election in Arizona. So we'll see. Pay attention to it. It's going to impact us one way or another. If they shut it down, if they don't shut it down, it's going to impact us. So we need to be paying attention to it. Pay attention to your family members. Pay attention to your friends. Pay attention to your clients. And do what you can to reach out. Let's get together. Let's keep communicating. Let's keep getting on Zoom calls. Let's keep getting together in person. Let's keep doing the things that keep us healthy. Human beings are not meant to be apart. We're meant to be together. We're biologically wired for connection. And this idea of staying apart is absolutely ridiculous. You know, so we've got to ignore that and just get back to being an actual human being again and get around people and start hugging people again and start enjoying FaceTime, not the app. FaceTime, time face-to-face with somebody. That makes a big difference. I'm doing it more. I encourage you to do it as well. All right. I want to leave you with that. That's my message for you for today. I hope this was valuable. If you enjoyed it, please share it out and make sure you subscribe to my podcast as well. And you'll be notified as soon as these are published. I'm doing about one a week right now and might be doing more in the future. But right now it's just one a week, just a quick little update. And if something happens, I'll come on and I'll do another update. But I keep my finger on the pulse and I encourage you to do that as well. It's not a time to be ignorant about it all. And that has been, like I said, that's been the theory or the practice for a very long time. We're not there anymore. We're in a new place and we need a new strategy. So the new strategy is you got to pay attention, keep your finger up in the wind, find out what's going on, learn as much as you possibly can, find new sources of media. And if you don't know them, email me, get in touch with me and I'll share with you some of the ones that I'm finding. Telegram is a great place for that because it's not based in the US and they really don't care about the American system and what's going on here. So you can post whatever, and there's a lot of good stuff on there. There's a lot of junk too, as all social media have, but there's also a lot of really good stuff on there that'll keep you well informed. All right, I said I was leaving. I'm going to leave now. Have a great week. Talk to you soon.